piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. I can't believe, Greg, that in all this time, we never did a show on olives.
I know. We've done a number of shows on olive oil.
Curiously enough, once you turn your attention to the olive, you see that it is a major food item.
It is.
Now, olive culture grew up around the Mediterranean.
Right.
And that's the basic tree that is the source of all the olives that we know anything about. Presumably, it came out of Africa someplace many, many years ago. But it began to be cultivated around the Mediterranean.
And now it's spread all over the place.
Even California. And it does very well in California. Basically, olives provide us with olive oil. That's the real thing. In fact, olive is the source of our word for oil. So you can see how important it is.
Yes.
Because there are a few things more important in food than oil. It's a source of liquid fat.
And it tastes quite different depending upon what region of Italy or Spain or Greece that it comes from. Whether it's the first pressing or the second pressing. But you press the fruit without having to treat the fruit in any way.
Yeah.
But you can't eat that fruit.
Now, that's the real curiosity. This is an inedible fruit just in itself.
Right.
It has to be fermented, and then it has to be treated in order to be edible at all.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just obnoxious. I mean, nobody can eat it. The pigs won't eat it.
Of course not. No. Well, it's inedible. That's why it has to be treated.
How did it get to be a major food crop?
Well, but then you have to ask the same question of how did cacao get to be chocolate? Because the cacao bean needs to be fermented for at least a week, sometimes more than that, before you can get it to the next stage where you can actually roast it. What about coffee? The coffee cherry.
Yeah.
And then you have the seed inside it. Who knew about roasting it and grinding it and making this into a beverage? I mean, it took a long time for this to happen.
There are precedents, quite clearly, for all of this. The human mind is capable of figuring out how to devour anything.
Anything.
How can we eat this rock?
And there's so many varieties of olives. The olive tree itself can be 2,000 years old.
Yeah, they get very old, very ancient.
And they're still bearing fruit.
Of course, being a tree, an old tree is always revered. Mm-hmm. It's almost worshipped. There's no doubt that the olive itself and olive oil are central to almost every religion that we know anything about, especially if it originated anywhere near the area between the Indus River and the Atlantic Ocean.
Uh-huh.
They even carved images of gods out of olive wood because it would be more sacred somehow. And then, of course, rubbed it with oil.
Rubbed it with oil.
The smell of olive oil burning in little wickers in the temples and so forth, it was prevalent from time immemorial.
Well, how do you eat olives?
I love green olives. I'm not particularly a great fan of black olives, so-called ripe olive.
They tend to be quite bland. But then let's not confuse this with the Kalamata olive, which is not really black. It's more purplish.
Yeah.
Got a great flavor. You can also get dry cured olives that are black, but they're from the Mediterranean. They really pack a great flavor. And I like just nibbling on olives. And I remember as a kid buying small cans of the ripe black olives, mixing it with mayonnaise, and making a sandwich out of it. And it was one of my favorite sandwiches, this olive sandwich. I don't know how that...
An olive sandwich?
Yes, it was wonderful.
And of course, you put it on some wonderful...
It was whatever,
kind of
whatever supermarket...
Bread,
whatever supermarket bread was available.
Like Wonder Bread.
You can also take the green olives. You can have pimento-stuffed green olives.
You can chop
that up and make a sandwich out of it. I'd probably add aioli to it instead of just plain store-bought mayonnaise, but it would make a terrific sandwich. And also, you could turn that into a dip. And of course, there is tapenade, which is pureed olives, which tends to be really, really salty. If I'm doing a Moroccan chicken tagine, basically a stew, throw in a handful of olives during the cooking. They add wonderful flavor to the chicken and whatever sauce.
There's many a person cannot eat a pizza without some olives on it.
I know.
Whether black or green. And I like them. too.
But I like to have a bowl of a variety of olives. Go to a store that has a deli, and then they'll have a selection of olives, and then make a bowl and then nibble on the olives.
I dare say there are people who became alcoholics simply because they wanted the olive in the martini, you know? Certainly possible. You know, we can lay much at the foot of the olive.
Yes, we can.
Yes, indeed. Basically, olive oil. Well, it needs to be a sacred substance.
It is. It is. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's also very healthful.
We should just mention in passing the whole notion of first pressing.
The extra virgin, low acidity, that's important.
So attend to all these things, folks, and do not forget the sacred olive. And come back next week for
the food guys. Guys.